What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. Now, getting back onto this story, we were seeing all these headlines around about how Trump gets ready to pick John Bolton as advisor. And you get further into the article and admits Ted Cruz was pushing for John Bolton to be the replacement for General Flynn. And why did they put that headline out there? It's part of a repeating pattern of the corporate media predicting what Trump will do, and it's always something that Trump's supporters would find very offensive and troubling. Oh, I mean, I'm so, and even Claire fell for it. I'm so disappointed that Trump is going to pick John Bolton. Now, even within the story itself, it said Bolton was just one name on a very, very long list, and the reality is that President Trump actually picked Lieutenant General McMaster to be the new National Security Advisor. But the corporate media puts out these prognostications. He's going to pick Bolton in order to discourage and disenchant Trump's backers. That's part of the propaganda. Story coming out of Government Slaves. The president needs to purge and start fresh. The White House staff has been infiltrated and infested. Absolutely right. Most of them the holdovers. I do not understand why Donald Trump, knowing how hostile the entrenched establishment is to him, didn't come on in and say, you're all fired. We're going to get a bunch of people who we know can do the job who are outside the political establishment. That's really what Trump should be doing, is hiring people who are not part of that political mainstream to be his work staff in the White House, because they're not going to come in with a bunch of compromising connections and prior allegiances and hidden agendas. And that's what he's dealing with right now. Now, a little bit of good news. You remember Anne Revelle? She was the FCC commissioner appointed by Barack Obama, who was pushing for internet censorship. And she went after a Drudge Report and no doubt would like to go after all those websites listed by the Washington Post as arms of Russian intelligence or Russian propaganda. And apparently now she has been forced to resign. So the swamp is being drained, but I fear a little too slowly, because Trump is having to fight off all those alligators here. Now, Donald Trump's defense chief, Mattis, is on his first trip to Iraq, and he's out there saying, we're not in Iraq to seize anybody's oil. And partly that was in order to negate a comment Trump told the CIA back in January, we should have kept the oil, maybe you'll have another chance. And this, I think, is a good example of my primary concern with Donald Trump, that too much of his worldview is based on what he's been seeing on the lying corporate media all his life. Now, I understand he's very, very busy right now. But he has to understand, he does understand very obviously, the corporate media is lying and distorting the news about Trump and his administration. But Trump needs to take a deep breath, take a weekend down to Camp David, and sit back and say, gee, I wonder what else the corporate media has been lying about. Because the invasion of Iraq was never about seizing Iraq's oil. We have ample supplies of oil in this country. It was about forcing Iraq to sell that oil only for the U.S. dollar. Same situation in Libya, keeping that petrodollar deal propped up to keep up foreign demand for U.S. dollars following Richard Nixon's ending of gold convertibility and the collapse of Bretton Woods. And for Trump to be couching Iraq in terms of seizing their oil tells me he does not really understand the ultimate objective behind all these wars of conquest. And that makes him very, very dangerous and reckless. He could make some serious, serious mistakes. Now, speaking of Iraq, Iraq has launched an operation to take back Western Mosul from ISIS. And apparently they're getting really close. They're within striking distance from the Mosul International Airport. And if they can retake that, then ISIS supply line is cut off. Story out of Global Research in California. The fakest news, the Iraq war itself. I disagree. I would think 9/11. But they're basically talking about how the war in Iraq was sold on the claim that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. And they're commenting on this very alarming situation that even though President George W. Bush, former Prime Minister Tony Phony Blair, the CIA, the Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld, Secretary of State Powell, the National Security Advisor Rice, and Bush's chief strategist Rove Curveball, and other top U.S. government officials have all publicly admitted they knew all along Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction, and yet a recent YouGov poll shows that by a slim margin, most Americans are still buying this corporate media nonsense that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, we just couldn't find them. Now, obviously, the corporate media is selling a huge bit of propaganda. Unfortunately, they're selling it into fertile ground. Because we have to take into account that Americans who supported the invasion of Iraq do not want to have to admit to themselves they were wrong to have done so. And so they're going to grab onto any piece of propaganda, no matter how flimsy, to save themselves from self-examination. Oh, I know he had those WMDs. I was right to support the war. I was right to support torturing those Iraqis to death because I believe there were weapons of mass destruction someplace because ABC, CNN, CBS, Fox, BBC told me. And I believe as I am told to believe here. Donald Trump, and again, this is coming from a view of Yemen based on what he's seen on TV, Donald Trump is changing policy on Yemen that may effectively cut off all humanitarian relief to the war-torn nation, which, given that that humanitarian relief is for the civilians, constitutes a war crime. And I'm very, very concerned that between still viewing the world as he saw it on those TV screens and the constant distractions from the attacks at home, that Trump is either making some or being led to make some very, very bad decisions. Now then, let's get on over to Syria. A lot of stuff going on in Syria. People are starting to wag their fingers rather sternly at Amnesty International over that report they brought out a week ago saying that Assad had a secret prison facility where over 13,000 people have been tortured to death, according to the American corporate media. Now, believe it or not, that's not what the Amnesty report actually said. It said between 5 and 13,000. And the media said, oh, at least 13,000. So they were distorting an existing lie. But more and more people are going back and saying, obviously, Amnesty International has been co-opted. They used to be considered respectable, but they're obviously compromised by the deep state propaganda machine. I don't think it's a recent thing, because you need to remember, Amnesty International claimed to corroborate the story that Iraq soldiers invading Kuwait stole incubators from the hospitals to send back to Iraq and left the babies to die on the cold floor. And of course, that story was exposed as a complete lie. For one thing, the hospital staff wouldn't just stand there and leave the babies on the floor. They'd pick them up and put them in blankets, which is how they dealt with premature babies before the incubators came along. And as it turned out, the entire story was a complete fiction created by public relations firm Hill & Knowlton. The nurse who went on camera before the United Nations, tears pouring from her eyes, wasn't even a nurse. She was the daughter of the Kuwait ambassador. It was a complete fraud. Manufactured from the very beginning, and Amnesty International added their imprimatur to it. Obviously, from this point forward, nothing Amnesty International says should be taken at face value. Now then, as we mentioned earlier in the show, Russia's ambassador to the United Nations, Vitaly Churkin, has died in New York at age 64. Actually, he was one day shy of his 65th birthday. We don't have a lot of details. They are not providing an official cause of death just yet. But apparently Putin is very much saddened by this situation because so many of his ambassadors seem to be dying strangely all over the West. But Churkin's death is being considered untimely and sudden. Apparently he was at work. He reported suddenly feeling ill, was rushed to the hospital, and passed away. Now, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham is out there cheering that 2017 is going to be the year of kicking Russia in the ass. And he's threatening a new round of sanctions over Moscow's alleged U.S. election interference, even though the CIA and the FBI is saying it's garbage. So, Lindsey, if you really feel that way, if you think 2017 is the year of kicking Russia's ass, here's your rifle, here's your parachute. We ran out of the camo BDU, so here's a bright day-glow orange jumpsuit left over from the CIA's torture centers. Watch your head climbing into that transport, and we'll phone Putin and tell him you are on your way to kick him in the ass all by yourself. But after that whopper about Russia's interference in our elections, after the whopper about Saddam's nukes, after the whopper about Assad gassing his own people, the whoppers about torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Pearl Harbor being a surprise, Spanish mine sinking USS Maine, the Lusitania not smuggling weapons, etc., 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 you will forgive we, the American people, if we sit this one out. Because we are tired of being lied into wars. If you feel strongly that there should be a war against Russia, you personally go fight it. Have fun. До свидания. Now, as one of our callers mentioned earlier, the U.S. is sending 1,000 troops to Poland to deter Russian aggression. And these 1,000 troops and supporting vehicles are going to Orsysi, a town in northeastern Poland, and it is just 80 miles away from Russian territory. Now, let's be honest here. There is no Russian aggression. Russia has not initiated an attack against the West in all of its history. The closest it came was its invasion of Poland when it was allied to Nazi Germany, and Germany initiated that attack. So let us be historically clear here. If there were Russian ships floating around the Gulf of Mexico, if there were Russian warships outside New York Harbor or Los Angeles Harbor, then if we saw Russian troops and weapons massed on the northern side of our border with Canada or the southern side of our border with Mexico, then you can make an argument that Russia is behaving aggressively. But take a look at who it is who's moving all the troops and all the weapons to the Russian border. And that tells you who the real aggressor is. And it's not Russia. Now, U.S. House Armed Services Committee Chairman Thornberry is out there saying, well, yeah, we're sending more troops to Afghanistan, but it doesn't mean we're escalating the war in Afghanistan. There won't be another military mission there. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. The problem is that Afghanistan is getting sick of their U.S. foreign puppet rule. Afghanistan is getting sick of the curse of heroin and opium once again seizing their country. Now, the Taliban had eradicated opium production completely within Afghanistan. If you were caught with a poppy, they'd cut your hand off. Draconian, but it worked. As soon as the U.S. invaded Afghanistan, the poppies are blooming. They've got bumper crops. And cheap opium is flowing out of Afghanistan onto the streets of the United States of America. This is part of a very long and tragic history of direct U.S. government involvement in illegal drugs, recreational drugs, flooding the streets of the United States of America. It was happening during Vietnam when Air America, working for the CIA, was flying Khun Sa's opium back to the United States of America, selling it into the black neighborhoods. that whole 1980s Iran-Contra scandal. Non-traceable military weapons were being smuggled from Arkansas under then-Governor Bill Clinton down to Nicaragua to use against the Sandinistas. And to fund it all, because it was not sanctioned by Congress, they were literally flying tons of cocaine back into the United States of America and selling it to our children. The biggest drug smuggler in the country is the country. That's the big, deep, dark, ugly secret out there. Now then, over in France, Marine Le Pen is advancing in the French polls, and a big part of her support is coming from French people concerned about the flood of refugees and the not coincidental increase in acts of terror and violence in their streets. Paris is on fire right now from all the migrants rioting to get free stuff that they were promised they were going to get. Now, Marine Le Pen's main rival, Macron, has basically done a hoof-and-mouth disease, calling French colonialism a crime against humanity. And he may have meant well, but the remarks have backfired spectacularly. He's been forced to publicly apologize, and he's taken a major, major hit in the polls. So come the French election cycle in April and May, it does look like Marine Le Pen could win. But already, France's equivalent of the opposition party is starting to fight dirty, because there was this big headline on how Marine Le Pen's Front National headquarters have been raided by police. And the latest reports are they didn't actually find anything, but it generated all kinds of headlines to make Marine Le Pen look like she is not somebody who should be allowed to be president of France. Politics is a dirty business. We all know it. Just wish they wouldn't revel in it quite so much. Now, over in Belarus, their leader, Alexander Lukashenko, likes to describe himself as Europe's last dictator. And he's hung onto power by stealing elections, and sends opposition politicians to slave labor camps. And now he's taken perhaps one step too far, because he's declared a social parasite tax on unemployed people. And it has triggered mass marches all over the country. Because what could be more stupid than trying to impose a new tax on people who are out of work and not making any money whatsoever? If Belarus had an equivalent of a 25th Amendment, now would be the time to be doing it. You don't tax people who don't have anything to tax. If your economy is in trouble, you start taxing the people who've got the wealth. Doesn't that make sense? Anyway, down in Ecuador, their presidential election is likely headed for a runoff. They've had the first round, 80% of the votes counted. And Lenin Moreno and Guillermo Lasso do not have enough votes to become the president in the first round. So there's going to be a runoff election here. Here's the good news. The candidate who wanted to end Julian Assange's asylum, Patricio Ziquelinda, did not do very well at all. So he is out of the race, and Julian Assange can breathe a sigh of relief. Okay. Message to our control room here. Now, you're probably familiar with a website called If Americans Knew. And it's been around for quite a while. And we'll talk about that when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Fall, my favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, Layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about a website, If Americans Knew. It's run by a wonderful lady named Allison Weir. And all it does is present factual, documented information about what's going on in Israel and Palestine. How many Palestinians are being killed? How many Israelis are being killed? How many Palestinian children are being killed? How many Israeli children are being killed? How many Palestinian children are being locked up in prison? How many Israeli children locked up? Just side-by-side comparisons about what's really going on. Average wealth of an Israeli, average wealth of a Palestinian, and so forth and so on. And over at UC Berkeley, she was invited to give a talk by the Social Justice Committee of the Berkeley Fellowship of Unitarian Universalists. And as soon as it was announced, pro-Israel activists went to work to get the event canceled. They were putting up blog posts and Craigslist ads and everything, just screaming, "You can't have her, you can't have her." And fortunately, they refused to back down, and the event went ahead as planned. But, I mean, how far Berkeley has fallen? Because back in the 1960s, we all remember Berkeley was the champion of freedom of speech. There was nothing that was off limits. And today, Berkeley, like so many other universities here in the United States of America, is a champion of the status quo. We will tell you what to believe. We will tell you what to think. sort of reminds me of that control voice on the old Outer Limits TV series. We will control everything you see and hear. And for that, those kids only had to go into $60,000, $70,000 worth of student loan debt to get their brains washed. Could get your brains paralyzed for far less money just with scotch. You want to kill your own brain off, much cheaper to do it that way than UC Berkeley. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Mo in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to make a comment. I think a lot of that I've heard, I don't know if this is true, but this whole thing with Trump and firing the general there, it may have something to do with him exposing a friend of Pence's. And I know that this Epstein guy, when the Lolita Island was set up, mm-hmm. his partner was a Mossad agent, and it was all wire. He's got the goods on everybody. I think maybe there's something there where General Flynn put the finger on somebody that implicated, not implicated Pence necessarily, but a friend of his. I mean, they got the goods on a lot of congressmen, and I think it kind of makes sense to me. I wanted to get your thoughts.
Well, it's certainly not beyond the realm of possibility. We know that the fact that our political leaders engage in some absolutely deplorable behavior is nothing new. I mean, go on back to the Franklin scandal. That one reached all the way into the White House, but we also learned in the aftermath of that one that when something that horrible risks being exposed, the entire government will come together in defense of themselves. And it may be, we know that there were some indications in the John Podesta emails about some things going on. I think there was an attempt to try and set it up and discredit it with a poison the well story regarding that one pizza parlor. But we know that it is a reality. People in positions of power like to engage in such things. For whatever reason, it gets them off. And yeah, there were indications that Michael Flynn had been looking into this and was pointing some fingers about this kind of behavior. Mostly because, let's be very, very honest, if any politician is engaging in child sexual molestation and it's captured on video, whoever's got that video now owns that politician. And that politician is now a threat to the national security because they will do anything, I mean anything, to keep that video from coming on out, including betraying our national secrets to our direst enemies. And so I would be fully on board on saying that when we do our security checks on anybody allowed into the government, this has to be something that needs to be looked into as to whether they have this kind of sick behavior in their background, because that is a vector for them to be exploited by foreign intelligence services. Mo, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call. James in Tokyo, Ohio Gozaimasu. What's on your mind today?
Ohio Gozaimasu, from illegal immigrant. Michael, I caught your Friday show on YouTube on Saturday, and I am so disappointed with you. After all those kind words about Trump and you wearing that Putin on a pony t-shirt, would you believe that many of your listeners might feel that you are a secret agent working for the Russian arm of chaos, whose main mission is probably to hold a legal referendum in Hawaii, or otherwise known in U.S. government lingo, an armed invasion and illegal annexation, so you can give Hawaii to the Ruskies? And, for your information, the Honorable John McCain, a hero who has individually destroyed more U.S. airplanes and killed more U.S. soldiers than any single enemy combatant, said that it is widely known in intelligence circles that Putin never even gave that pony even one sugar cube or whispered in its ear.
Well, look at the bright side. You know, if John McCain loses one more U.S. aircraft, he'll qualify as an enemy ace.
Well, Mikhail, would you believe that woman, who you finally call the lovely Lady Claire, is actually the dark and sinister Natasha, a Russian agent who grew up in an exact copy of a town in Middle America, 3 hours outside of Moscow, whose primary purpose is to provide you with pro-Putin propaganda?
Actually, she grew up in San Francisco, or maybe it was a complete copy of San Francisco. Anyway, what else is on your mind?
Well, would you believe that your conversation with Dustin from New Jersey, otherwise known as Dmitry from Stalingrad, who works out of the Russian consulate, about U.S. and Soviet armaments, that your talks with that comrade is against the Logan Act? So that's subversion, treason, mutiny.
Okay, James, we all laughed. Don't milk it. What's on your, you know, let's calm down and get to the real world.
Pedophile gate.
Yes.
There's a lot of news going around of how the global pedophiles, part of the elitists, are going to be taken down. I'm hoping it's true. 2,000 kids a day disappear. And I think it's also, as you said, in the realm of possibility. I mean, you had Clinton and Hillary visiting Epstein's Island. Jimmy Savile was best friends with Prince Charles. Prince Andrew visited the island. You had Dennis Hastert, Barney Frank, and numerous other people. And I'm really hoping that there's something into it. And recently, with the arrest of over 1,500, a ring of child traffickers, and freeing hundreds of children from them, I think there could be something to it. What do you think?
Well, there is no question that sexual abuse of children is taking place around the world. I find it absolutely repugnant. It's politicians. It's the clergy. Again, going back to the Franklin scandal, we know that when this subject starts to get too near the surface, everybody circles the wagons, and they will do whatever it takes to discredit the whole idea, which is why I was cautious with all the focus on Pizzagate, because the so-called evidence linking to this pizza parlor, to me, was flimsy, almost on the edge of being manufactured. But as far as the issue itself is concerned, yeah, it's very real. And the question I have has to be that when you have a Jeff Epstein who sets up an island like this, and it's filled with underage young lovelies, and everybody's flying down there to get their jollies off, doesn't it even occur to them that the place is wired with cameras and microphones? I mean, it's a degree of recklessness that borders on incompetency. Setting aside the moral issues, setting aside the fact that this kind of behavior is permanently damaging to the children, okay, you have to realize anybody who's engaging in this kind of behavior is an immediate risk to the nation's security, because they can be blackmailed with it. And maybe we talk about the deep state. Maybe that's what glues it all together, is the deep state is run by the people who've got the videotapes and the recordings of the world's politicians engaging in this sort of behavior, whether it's at Epstein's Islands or wherever they have the various the Bilderbergers or whatever, or just private little meetings. You have to realize that there does need to be a campaign to get this behavior exposed and excised from our political body, because it is a very obvious vector for blackmailing operations on our various politicians. And maybe they're already so corrupt and they're already being so blackmailed, one more just doesn't seem to be all that big a deal. But it just stuns me that anybody who's been given a position of responsibility and authority in the United States government would even dare take the risk of even fooling around on their spouse, let alone going after a little kid, knowing that if it gets caught on tape or recorded, that they're open to blackmail and control from outside to the detriment of our society. It just boggles the mind that anybody would take that chance, but apparently they have.
Well, for the kids and for the parents.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, for the kids and for the parents, I'm hoping that something's going to come of it, and that this could also perhaps even bring down the deep state. That's all I have to say. Except have a good day.
Thank you very much. Have a good day. And again, there is no question there's a problem. And I got a lot of emails from people saying, why aren't you following Pizzagate? And it felt like it was a setup, and I wanted to tread cautiously, because we're already seeing indications of efforts to find any excuse to sue the independent media out of existence. And we have to be very, very careful. We are not lured into making a defamatory comment or accusation about anybody that could be used to take us into court and basically sue us out of existence, as is already happening to some of the people in the independent media, like Webster Tarpley. So we do have to be more professional than the professionals. But again, to clarify, my cautions about Pizzagate notwithstanding, there is no question there is a huge problem with this kind of behavior in anybody in positions of power, whether it's clergy or political or economic. It just seems to be something that occurs to them that they want to do. And maybe it is that expression of power and dominance. Maybe these are people for whom life has given them so much. They don't feel that there's any challenge, and they want to do something that is so repugnant to ordinary people and get away with it. There's the thrill from that. Or maybe it's a rite of passage. I don't really know. I do know it's a real problem, and I have a real hard time with it. I don't understand it, and I don't even want to. I'm not even vaguely curious. I personally view it as very, very sick behavior, because it's not just having sex with a child. It's stealing away their innocence. Because at that point, they stop being a child and they're forced to becoming an adult, and that's a one-way trip. I think children should be allowed to remain children for as long as they can. We all got to grow up sometime. But let's not force it at such an early, early age, because you're taking away something from these children that can never, ever be replaced. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Nick in Southern California. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Based on that last call, as far as the, you know, the ruining of children's innocence, there's been an attack out there on Milo, I guess, some combat teammate.
Yes.
You know, some jokes he had made early in his career. He does have a video explaining a lot of that. A lot of it's been taken out of context, but one of the things that you pointed out, I think, 2 weeks ago, was that humor is a really powerful weapon. And Milo himself says that, you know, the establishment doesn't like him because he uses humor to put forth his message. And he's kind of used humor to cope with what happened to him at the hands of somebody in a position of trust.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that was something that I'm not sure how many people out there know that attack has gone on, but they probably should maybe hear it from the horse's mouth as far as what those comments were and what they were about.
Yeah, one of our members put up a story from Milo. Basically, it was a transcript laying on out. And it would hardly be the first time that government has used allegations of this kind of behavior to destroy somebody, because it is, to ordinary people, so shocking that even an eventual exoneration does not remove the stain from them. So it can be used to really destroy people that the system wants destroyed.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much it, although I did want to make a correction. You know, the imitation city of San Francisco in Russia really doesn't exist because San Francisco itself is communist. I mean, there's no need for a copy.
Point taken. You're absolutely right. I had forgotten all about that. I'm going to have to be very, very careful with the Lady Claire from now on. I hadn't realized that about her upbringing. Anyway, listen, Nick, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to take one more phone call from Michael in Rhode Island, and we're going to close the lines again because I still have a lot of news to get through. Michael, what's on your mind?
Michael, hi, how are you? Long-time sporadic listener here. I have two questions for you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Number one, Trump, it seemed to me that you were 99% sure that he was the right guy for the job, and I want to know if you are still in the above 90 percentile in your thinking on Trump.
Well, I don't think I ever put it in quite that way. I think my comment was that Donald Trump, at his absolute worst, is still a heck of a lot better than Hillary at her best. And I made
Hallelujah.
No secret during the campaign that my my political support for Donald Trump wasn't so much support for Donald Trump as it was an attempt to pry the Bush-Clinton duopoly from the throat of the nation. And so we have to count success on that. Now, obviously, that being said, I'm glad that Trump defeated Hillary Clinton despite the massive election fraud. But that doesn't
mean
I'm not giving Donald Trump, you know, a clean pass. There are things he's doing I don't agree with. I still think that he is very dangerously naive about what's really going on in the world, and I wish there was a way to communicate with him some basic reality as to what's going on. But he's dealing with an establishment, even within his own White House, that is out to sabotage him or hijack him or direct him. And again, it very much reminds me of that part of Gulliver's Travels where they had the flappers, the ones who would speak on behalf of the rulers by means of that little bladder that moved the jaw. And, of course, it were the flappers who were really running the country, not the rulers. And that seems to be the situation we're evolving toward, where Donald Trump doesn't realize how much of the country's control is still outside of his grasp. And even the same thing during the years leading to the demise of the Merovingian kings, where they were literally called the feeble kings because they had absolutely no power even within their own palace. It had all passed to the bureaucrats. Same story with Isengiro Puyi, the last emperor of China, where he just lived in splendor, and the actual control of China had passed to the bureaucrats around him at Forbidden City.
Okay, so I had high hopes for Trump. I had high hopes for Obama because he was such a smooth talker. And when it comes down to, I'm in the same position now with Trump as I was with Obama. His actions are not revealing his true intentions, in my estimation. I mean, this is my opinion. And my thoughts are that he's been in this game for a long time. He's been a businessman for a long time. He's been in the circles for a long time. And I think that he is actually more astute, let's say, than he lets on. That was my first.
I would like to see that. I have no doubt he's a very, very sharp man. But again, his coming from outside from the world of business was both his advantage in the election, and now that he's in the White House, it is his disadvantage, because he is still interacting with the people around him as he would fellow businessmen. And that's not the way D.C. politics works.
Well, the D.C. politics, I mean, he was able to build a multi-million dollar hotel in D.C., was he not?
Yeah, but that's not the same thing as being involved in the politics of Congress and the White House. It's a very, very different world. You know, he's expecting people to be straight with him. He's expecting people to keep their promises, because that's the norm in business. He's expecting people for whom he is signing a paycheck that their first loyalty will be with him, because that's the way it is in the world of business. And again, in many ways, he's very dangerously naive still. And while he's fighting all of these alligators who are opposed to his draining the swamp, he does need to take a moment and step back and start really thinking and learning very quickly the reality of the new world that he's in.
No, I agree. I guess my point on that would be just that you don't really get to do much in D.C. unless you're flirting with the people in D.C., I guess is the way to put it.
Well, there's two right. D.C.s. There's the administration of the District of Columbia, which is who you deal with when you're going to build a building. And then there is that subset, which is the federal government, which actually operates fairly independently of the District of Columbia's government.
But they operate that District of Columbia under the Enclave Clause protections, I guess, is how you would put it, right?
That would be, well, technically under the Enclave Clause, the federal government doesn't own all of the District of Columbia. It's in kind of this nether world. The only reason it exists is they wanted to avoid an argument among the states as to which state would house the nation's capital. So they created this little District of Columbia with its own administration and its own city government, but no representation. But it is a separate civic government that is operating more or less disconnected from the federal government.
It is certainly a nether world, if nothing else. So, and then my second point only would be, I'm a big fan and supporter of James Corbett, and
yes.
I'm sure you're familiar with him.
Yes.
His take on Pizzagate is there's so much more that has to be learned. He's doing an open investigation, open source investigation. That's his MO, let's say.
Yes. And
I'm not picking on you or trying to degrade you, because I wouldn't ever, because I really respect you, but... it seems to me that your information about the Pizzagate that made you want to shy away from it came from the New York Times. Is that correct or incorrect?
No, that's not. I was getting, when that first story first came on up, my mailbox was being flooded with all these people saying, you have to do this, you have to report this. And that's generally a giveaway that you're being set up for a takedown. And so,
amen to the.
So now I'm glad Corbett is looking at it. I would urge caution here, especially after what happened with Webster Tarpley, because he got fed some bad information by somebody he thought he could trust, and he got sued for it. And we're going to see this kind of lawfare approach to the independent media accelerating in the coming months. Thank you very much for the phone call, Michael. We're going to close the phone lines and come back and just do news for the rest of the show. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're going to cut off the phone lines for the rest of the show because I'm way, way, way behind on my talking points, and we have a lot of stuff to talk about. Now then, as we mentioned on Friday, China has now embargoed all coal importation from North Korea. And I think it was sending a message to the United States that the United States will not use North Korea as a backdoor to their long-desired war with China. So we can expect to see the emphasis shift back to the South China Sea. And apparently U.S. warships are already on their way down there to pound on their chests and make grunting sounds in the trees or whatever it is they do down there. But this is more than just sending a message, because China was a major buyer of North Korea's coal exports. This could be a major blow to North Korea's already fragile economy and could even bring down the government of Kim Jong-un. And maybe we could go back to that idea that was floating around about 6 years ago about reunifying the Koreas the way Germany had been reunified. And everybody was on board with that until the U.S. got in and started tinkering around and saying, no, 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 North Korea is saying bad things about you when you're not looking. Now, Mark Zuckerberg has put out a huge manifesto. It was published on Facebook. And basically, it's a blueprint for destroying any kind of journalism outside that of Facebook itself. Zuckerberg is not just on the warpath against the independent media. He's on the warpath against all media in general. He wants to make Facebook have monopolistic control over all news and information, just like Monsanto is trying to get monopolistic control on food production with GMOs. And that is a bad, bad sign. Now, interestingly enough, over in Spain, six of their central bankers and a financial regulator have just been hauled into court. They're accused of authorizing the public launch of Bankia in 2011, despite repeated warnings from the Bank of Spain's own inspectors the banking group was unviable. And basically what they did is they formed this new bank out of seven other banks that were already defunct. We're going to take these seven defunct banks. We're going to make one big giant bank. It'll be wonderful. And, of course, it resulted in huge costs to everybody and harm. And the Spanish courts are looking at throwing these people in prison. And that is a trend that has to spread across the world. Bankers should never be above the law, because they are bankers. Now, over in Europe, the German minister is calling for Greece to adopt what's called Plan B, which means that any future bailouts will have to be collateralized with the people's gold and real estate. This is the payoff for private central banking. The real hard assets are put in the pockets of the bankers, and all it cost them was ink and paper. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of eight different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.